UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Starting our 2 o'clock hour here on the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7, we're delighted to tell you about our friends at Universal Windows Direct. Winter is here, cold outside. Keep the warmth in with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. You don't want to be pumping heat that's leaking out through your builder's grade windows, do you? Well, I mean, if you want to waste money, just send it to me. But if you want to save your money, then get yourself some new windows that are more efficient. Why would they be more efficient, you ask? Well, I'm glad you inquired, because they have super spacer technology. Keeps the edge of the glass warmer, holds the seal longer, and helps the windows last up to 5 times longer than other windows. They simply perform better. They last longer. And by the way, they look great. Don't suffer in another year of a cold, drafty home. Call my guys at Universal Windows Direct today. You get more than a selection of affordable, world-class design windows, because they're more than just a replacement window company. My guys Bill and Mike always back it up with a true lifetime warranty. So you're covered for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. Now, that's a guarantee. They also have professional and trustworthy installers with a focus and passion for what they do. Right now, buy 2 windows, get 2 free. Buy 6, get 6 free. You get the drill. Buy any amount and get that amount free. No limits. Some restrictions apply. Call 822-5764 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. All right, let's get into our last hour of programming here. We got some stuff to talk about. Oh, again with the door. All right. State your business. Open the door. Who's here? Who do we have here?
Pat Kelly.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's Pat Kelly's at the door, the old new manager of the Louisville Bats. How are you?
That's great.
When you were here last time, I used the old Pat. We hardly knew you because you were here and you were gone. And I sat in the dugout and you won, remember?
That's right.
So you need to have me back. So it's great to have you back in town.
We got your seat ready for you.
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah, that was good. And Greg Galliette's here too. Hello, Gregory.
I'm his Uber driver today.
That's fine.
So hopefully he gives me a really good rating.
I'm going to give Randy a 5.
I just want a good rating. That's all I want.
Very nice. Well, welcome back, my friend. It's an interesting time to be coming here to the Bats, because without being too snarky, the Reds all of a sudden look like they decided they wanted to be good at baseball. How about that?
Yeah. They've got a good-looking club right now, some of the acquisitions, and the Central's come back to them a little bit. So I think they're going to be very competitive, which is going to help us.
I mean, obviously you weren't here very long, so it's hard for you to get an impression, but how happy are you to be back in town?
I'm glad. You know, I always came through as an opposing manager in the old American Association,
right,
and then in the IL, so always enjoyed coming to Louisville and looking forward to spending the whole summer here.
Bob, he is not happy because he bitched at me today that he has not seen the sun yet the whole time he's been here, well, this time and previously.
Well, hey, listen, man, you were in Toronto. That wasn't exactly the sunniest city in the world either.
No, I've been in Florida for 35 years.
All right. Well, Trump.
And I grew up in California.
And we concede that hand to him. Pat's won that hand. Let's move elsewhere. So what's the timetable? I mean, I know there's a minor league camp, and how do you know what your roster is going to be? How does this evolve for you?
Well, we open up on April the 9th, and I'll probably know about April the 7th. Yeah, exactly. A little different this year, I think, because the Major League team, they open their season maybe May or March 26th. So hopefully they'll make some cuts, and we've got another 12, 13 days to go before we open up. So we'll have a little better idea on our roster, but day to day it changes, and you never know.
All right, Greg's a friend of mine. I'm going to put my bobbleheads between me and him so that he won't attack me, because I got to tell you.
You're showing off.
We'd like to win some games this year. They haven't done that a lot lately, and I don't want Greg to attack me. So could you try and do something about that maybe?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm here. They brought me in 2 years ago to do it, and unfortunately I only had 2 weeks, but this year I'm going to have 5 months to do it.
Well, just pick your spots. Greg gets me all great bobbleheads. This was my trip to Boston.
Very good.
Sam Malone, of course, from Cheers, and Ben Franklin.
That's beautiful.
That's very strong.
Very good. I've got a lot of bobbleheads. Do you have a bobblehead? Were you a bobblehead?
I was never on a bobblehead.
His bobbleheads come to life at night here, and they all talk to each other.
We are convinced
my
of that.
My head bobs when I yell at umpire. Does that count?
That's actually, you know what? I think that would make a nice bobblehead. You need to do that.
Well, actually,
Pat,
what we did today is we went out to Lowe's and we got some garbage cans. So we bought some of those. Apple store.
We
bought a new Apple Watch. So we're getting ready.
All right. I'll ask the snarky question. As a professional who's made your life doing this, are you as pissed off as the fans are at what transpired in Houston?
Yes. I understand people trying to get signs. I mean,
that's part of the game.
You've done it since Little League.
Exactly.
Standing on second base or whatever.
With technology.
But not with technology. And unfortunately, I think once we brought technology into the dugout, you know, we brought iPads in and all this kind of stuff, the video rooms, instant replay, I think we just – somebody eventually was going to take it too far, and that's what happened.
Well, it's it's a Reds question, so I'll ask you. I don't know if you have any – I was watching the story on ESPN called Backstory about Pete Rose, and I thought it was really interesting. Faye Vincent, who, is, you know, whether you like him or dislike him, he's a straight shooter. He tells you what he thinks. And he said that when the thing first broke with Pete, that he could get calls from Ted Williams and people of that ilk who said, don't get mad at me. I'm the messenger. If you put that SOB in the hall, we'll never show up again. So there was a real backlash of people in the game. Obviously, around here, there's a lot of people that would love to see at least Pete have the chance to be on the ballot. Has enough time evolved, and does he have a valid case that you're letting all these other people stay in the game that did things that arguably are worse than I did? How do you feel about that as somebody, again, as I said, who played in the big leagues and has made your life at this?
You know, I go back and forth on it. You know, obviously, for what he did as a player, he's a Hall of Famer. What he did as a manager, obviously not. Are there worse people in the Hall of Fame than him? Probably. But that's a tough one. You know, the one thing that you walk into every clubhouse, there's a rule right on up there in front of everybody talks about gambling. And, you know, to me, that was the biggest mistake. You know, the only good argument I've heard is, you know, if you can separate the player from the manager.
Yes.
And, you know,
I agree with that, by the way.
Right.
I mean, the writers should have a chance to vote. I mean, the steroid guys are on the ballot. They just haven't been voted in. And it doesn't mean he has to work in the game. I mean, you can say he's on the ballot, but he's not eligible to manage or coach. And that seems to be a good compromise. But if you watch that thing, I mean, John Dowd, the vitriol is palpable. He really can't stand Pete. So I don't know if anything will come of that. But I know the Reds fans would absolutely love it.
And you have to keep in mind, the Hall still is basically a museum. So it's not controlled by Major League Baseball. So if the folks that run the Hall of Fame wanted to, I think they could go a different direction. But they're following step for step with what Major League Baseball wants.
It's making it awkward, too, if you read such the story, because there was a great sentiment to allow Joe Jackson in.
Mm-hmm.
But now they feel that they can't, because if they put him in, then they have to put Rose in. So poor Joe, even in death, is – what's that, Ben? No, you didn't know Joe Jackson. He was a little after you. I thought Ben might know him. All right, I'm going to let Greg talk for a second here, because this doesn't have anything to do with the management. This has to do with the stadium. You came with us and visited with us a little bit last time. What's going on with the plans for this wild and exciting renovation?
We'll
here?
Have some announcements here in the next few weeks. The mayor's going to lead the charge, and we got some exciting announcements coming up, so stay tuned. And we're going to have construction going on throughout the season and off season, and it's going to go on for a while, but the finished product's going to be fabulous.
What who's not that it'll manage? I don't know architects, but I mean, is it a local group or who's
it's the same
this?
Architect actually that built the stadium?
Oh, really?
So he's still in business, and we brought him back in as a consultant, and he's been working with the plans. And I think folks are going to be really excited once they see the renderings that we'll be revealing here shortly, and hear the mayor talk about it. It's going to be a real because. We basically renewed our lease for another 20 years there, and this renovation, I think, will also carry us through that 20-year period with a real new freshness.
It's still a beautiful stadium.
It really is.
It's going to be even better. So.
It really is.
Greg Galliott, Vice President of the Bats, the new manager, the old new manager, however you're going to look at it, Pat Kelly.
I told him this time, you have to stay through Thunder. He missed Thunder last time. He left before Thunder ever took
place.
Oh,
that's right.
Didn't so even he doesn't make even it see Thunder. Thunder.
That's a good point.
I know. So at least stay
well,
past
if you stay
Thunder.
Through Thunder, you'll have a whole completely different – you won't even miss the sun. when you look at the parent club, I mean, they made some aggressive deals. What do you see from that team this year?
Well, I think the one thing they lacked last year was offense for whatever reason. I mean, 2018, when we were there, all we could do was hit. We
right.
couldn't pitch.
That's right.
Last year, they got great pitching and just didn't swing the bat. So, you know, I think the acquisition of Moustakas and Castellanos, we get a leadoff hitter in the Japanese center fielder. So, I mean, it really turns that lineup around. Now you've got the five quality starters that you had last year. I think we've improved the bullpen. To me, it's on paper, it's a really good club if we stay healthy.
There was an article I read the other day that said, arguably, they're the favorites in the division.
Thing to keep in mind is also the rest of the NL Central's kind of come back to
yep.
them.
Yep.
So it's all tightened up, I think, and it's there for the Reds taking if they can stay healthy.
How do you think Dusty will do in Houston? We all like Dusty. How do you think he'll do
I mean,
that?
You love Dusty. I think he'll do a very good job. One, it's a good club.
Yeah, he's got good players.
And then two, I think, you know, who better to deflect everything that's going to go on? I mean, those players are going to take abuse.
Oh, my God. Are they ever?
You know, fans are going to be on him. Press is going to be on him. And there's not a better storyteller or a guy who could deflect things than Dusty. So I think he'll do outstanding. I think the players will love playing for him. And I think they'll have a good year.
I think, and the great thing is, you get the feeling Dusty's the kind of guy that has to get his son to turn his phone on for him. So he's not going to be doing any technology stuff because you get the impression Dusty.
For you.
It's doing it again, Billy. Can you straighten this out?
Are you pleased with your Mets and the direction they're going?
Oh, please. That's the story today. They can't even get a damn owner. I mean, it's unbelievable. They finally had a guy who actually had some money, and even he said, what am I thinking? Why would I want to buy this? I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. It really is. I grew up and root for all the New York teams, and they could not be more collectively dysfunctional. They all, I believe the word in English is suck.
Yeah.
It's just
the Knicks wrote the book.
Unbelievable. Now they got Leon Rose. I almost said Leon Hess, which might have made sense too. Remember, Leon Hess, the old Jets owner. He's dead currently, but he might have done a good job. So I don't know. It really does, though. You know what, Pat? You'd be a good guy to talk about this because you have to deal with the organizational chain. People sometimes think at pro sports and they think, all right, in college, you know, the guy who's running it really makes a difference. But in the pros, how much difference does he make? All I know is I don't know how much you follow it, but Toronto lost in basketball a great player in Kawhi Leonard, and they're 37-14 and just won 12 games in a row. Don't tell me front office doesn't matter. It matters. I mean, and so, I mean, do you feel good about the way the Reds are going right now in their direction?
I really do. You know, I think we had a plan. You know, they didn't talk a lot about it, but we spent a lot of money in player development and international for a couple of years. And then the money we saved at the major league level, they've spent over the last 2 years. And, you know, they've raised the payroll. We've got an outstanding starting staff in a difficult ballpark to pitch in. Yes, now we got some hitters that are going to be able to hit the ball out of the ballpark in that ballpark. So, you know, I think that they've done a nice job of following the plan, not – jumping the gun too soon, and I think this is the year.
Well, I think it all comes down to they saved Marty Brenneman's money, so now they can go get players. Once you got Marty off the payroll,
there you go.
I mean, then you can go get yourself a Moustakas and a guy from Japan.
And I recently spent some time with Mr. Castellini and with Dick Williams, and you could tell they see this is the window. It's open right now. They want to take advantage of it because Votto's not getting any younger. Suarez has now got some years on him. They see this is going to be
this is the time.
Yeah, they've got to cash it in.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, it sounds patronizing to a degree, but this is a good baseball town. I mean, Cincinnati
they'll
is.
They'll jump on here if they start winning.
Yeah, I mean, if they just get any kind of momentum at all, mm-hmm. the people are going to come down the pike. All right, Pat, we need to ask him this because you're going to be in the middle of these. See what kind of goofy promotions Mr. Galliet has put together for this coming year. You got any guys who set themselves on fire or shoot themselves out of cannons? Did you tell him the story? Has he ever told you a story? I love this story. When they went from their old stadium to the new stadium, you know, the T-shirt guns they had? Tell him that story because this is quality.
Well, he loves this because he actually managed that old Fairgrounds Cardinal Stadium, and we brought our T-shirt gun with us, and we still had our offices at the old stadium even though we were moved in at Louisville Slugger Field. First night out, opening night, we pull out our T-shirt gun, and the young man who was in charge of that forgot to check if it was recalibrated. So it was still calibrated for Cardinal Stadium. Now, you being there, you remember how high that roof was. Well, and we had just gotten a sponsorship with Fruit of the Loom, and we had Riverbats boxer shorts we were shooting out of a T-shirt gun. And unfortunately, it had the old settings on it from the Cardinal Stadium. And we were just littering Main Street. They were going completely out of the stadium.
I just visualize all these fans. They're all standing. They're all excited. And they're going, what the hell?
I had a lady call me the next morning and go, do you realize I almost wrecked on Main Street when underwear landed on my windshield? Don't you guys know what you're doing?
That's quality. I love that tale. That is one of my favorite promotional tales.
Well, he's one of my favorite managers because he and I spent 18 innings together one night back in when we first moved in Slugger Field. He was the manager of the Richmond Braves. We got into an 18-inning with a rain delay Friday night game with the famous chicken there still performing at 2 o'clock in the morning. We didn't get done till 3. My wife calls the information booth at 2:30 thinking I'm out catting around somewhere because I haven't shown up at home yet, and I'm still at work. I'm pounding Red Bulls just trying to stay awake. He's trying to find a pitcher to get him through the rest of the game. We had to send our staff over across the river to where they were staying and have our staff get their gear, get their hotel bags and everything, and bring them back to the stadium so they could be ready to go on their flight, which was only like a couple hours later. And then he was magically – fantastic enough to convince his general manager and owner back in Richmond to cancel the next day's game because we were flying with them to play him in Richmond.
Would you make a doubleheader the next day?
And we played it
over. It was drizzling at 10:30 in the morning when they got into Richmond, and he convinced them to cancel the game that night.
Good work out of you, Skip.
Fortunately, the Braves owned the club, so that helped.
Yes.
But the other good story about that was the kid that ended up pitching the last three innings of the ballgame.
Yes.
Had been sent back to the hotel because he was pitching the next night.
To rest.
So now I'm out of pitchers. My pitching coach goes, hey, I took care of it. So this guy comes down the tunnel, goes, warms up, pitches three great innings. And I said, guy, who did you talk to? John Sherholt? You talked to Dayton Moore? You get permission? He goes, no. And I said, he's a 40-man roster guy. We can't pitch him. He goes, think about it. He pitched on his day.
That's a good point. By that point,
it was his day.
You know, to that end, I don't know if you're a traditionalist or not, but when I look at stuff like that, I think it's time to think outside the box and do that thing where they put a guy on second base
last
or something.
Year,
you got to get your guys the hell out of there. That wreaks complete havoc.
That was our new rule last year in our league.
Didn't you like it?
We called it the Little League Extra Innings
Rule. Yeah, but it's good.
And I tell you what, we loved it because you knew when you went to extra innings, you weren't going to be there 5 hours. You were going to get it over with.
But even as a manager, I see if that happens in the major leagues the day after that game, there's 40 transactions. Okay, this guy goes on the DL. This guy they bring up. And it seems crazy.
Good.
If you're the poor AAA manager, you send everybody up.
Yeah, you got nobody to pitch. In the shortstop the next day.
I think when they first put it in, I thought this is really silly. Although watching it in the Olympics, it was kind of interesting to see how that was done.
Mm-hmm. I think it's entertaining, and more importantly, you don't need to be there. I mean, I'm really an outside the box guy. I mean, I know you won't like this at all, but I swear, Major League Baseball should think about playing seven innings. I'm dead. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry, the game is too damned long. College football's too long. Baseball's too long. I have a hobby. I listen to old. Greg knows I do this every day, basically. I listen to old baseball games on radio. They're on YouTube. There's literally 700 or 800 of them. And I'm not talking about old, like, 2004. I'm talking about 1946, 1904. Right now I'm in the middle of game two of the 1942 World Series with the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Wow.
They play these games like they got cabs waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. It's unbelievable. But I'm serious. If you want to, all these talk about making the game grow, that's the single biggest thing you could do is move the damn thing along a little bit.
You're right. That's why we have the 20-second shot clock in our league to help the pitchers stay in a flow. And not have the batter stepping out every pitch.
So, you got any thoughts on how, if you had a magic wand, how you'd change the game? What would you do? Somebody who's in the game, I always like to know what you think. What would you do with replay? What would you do with rules? What would you do? Anything. You can do anything you want. It's the Pat Kelly Baseball League.
Well, the one thing on replay, I would eliminate the little ticky-tack, super slow-mo, the guy slides into second base, comes off by a quarter inch, he held the glove on him. No, you're safe. Okay, it's only for egregious mistakes.
I agree with that.
Okay. The other thing is, I would eliminate walk-up songs. I mean, do you really have to have a song to walk up to home plate?
The players will strike.
Do you have to have a song to come in from the bullpen? I mean, I'm serious.
My son played Division II baseball. They all had walk-up songs. You're in trouble. Just telling you.
Bob, we have walk-up songs. The players will tell you this. If I get an out, I want this song next at bat. If I get a hit, I want this song instead.
That's a little nutty.
It gets really crazy.
That's
just think how much time you save.
That's true.
Because that guy's not leaving the on deck
circle until his song's
until
over.
Until the music starts, and then he can get those proper lyrics in there right before he gets in the box.
I need one guy to make a complete mockery of that. Like, his walk-up music is like the entire Brandenburg Concerto first movement. So he's standing there for 7.5 minutes, and people are like, "All right, it's my walk-up movie. I ain't getting in there."
American Pie.
Yeah, exactly. The album version, not the single version.
Anna got a DeVita.
Yeah, there we go. Now you're talking. This game. That's it. They made a statement tonight. The shortest walk-up music was 8 minutes and 17 seconds. Now you got something. Well, Skip, it's great to see you again. Welcome back to town. Have a great year. It's always a pleasure, and be well. And work on Greg. I want you to be a bobblehead, too, so you can come to our office. And now you got a guy there serving beers, so that's pretty good. Sam Malone will take care of you.
Two-fisted, too.
Two-fisted.
And we'll see you in our dugout this season.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. Hey, that was a good Who's at the Door. I like that one. We enjoyed that. We'll come back. ESPN 680-1057.
Down in the jungle room, when I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table.
Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world. Memphis.
What was that?
I love that guy.
What is that?
I forgot what who that guy is or what that's in reference to. I forgot what team that is. But yeah, it's just a guy during a post game press conference, like a locker room scrub, just comes in and just does Memphis.
Okay.
And you know why I'm saying this? Because Gorgie's going.
Yeah, I got to shut this door. You're going to have to talk for a couple of minutes because nobody shut the door. So unless you want to shut the door, I'll talk for a couple of minutes. Yes, Gorgie, Jang, obviously Minnesota said, you know what? We suck, even though we got good players, so we're going to start shipping guys all around the damn country. So Andrew Wiggins, gone. Gorgie, gone. Gorgie, though, actually, you know, took the – well, basically everybody's going to take a step up in class because he went from a Minnesota team that is 15-35 to a Memphis team that's got a winning record and right now would be in the playoffs. So good for Gorgie. Get to see him in the postseason. The Knicks are possibly trading Marcus Morris,
I guess, with that.
Just because they want to be part of the party. They don't really have any rhyme or reason to do anything. Like, I did visualize on getting in the front office. Look, the new guy's starting today. They want to make a move. Everybody else is making moves. Why don't we trade Markieff Morris? We don't have Markieff. We have Marcus. Well, let's trade him. That sounds good. I want to trade him. How about Carmelo? We already traded him. Damn it.
I went back and forth with Marcus. So a lot of times he had like some spunk and was fighting people and everything like that, but then other times it was like you're just kind of doing what bad teams do, man. Like, don't bring attention to how bad we are.
That was after James Wiseman's commitment. That's what that was.
That's what that was from. Okay.
Texture says that 18 in game they're talking about pissed me off. I lived about a block away from the stadium at that time, and they set the full fireworks off at 2 a.m., and I had to work the next morning. It also scared the hell out of my dogs, and it took me more than an hour to calm them down in the middle of the night. See, you don't know nothing. Nothing good happens from 18-inning games. It really doesn't.
It's like Herm Edwards. Nothing good happens after midnight. You just needed Herm there to be like, hey, guys, let's pick this back up tomorrow.
It is true, though. I don't know about midnight, but after 2, definitely. I mean, how many times you see he was arrested outside the club at 2:45 when he decided to – start shooting people for no apparent reason.
Plaxico'd himself.
Yeah.
When did Plaxico shoot himself? I kind of wish he would have shot, because, you know, he didn't die, and you certainly don't want anyone to die, but I kind of wish he would have done that, like, earlier in the day. So then when coaches and everything, nothing bad happens, you know, nothing good happens after midnight, nothing good happens, you know, after 2. He was like, well, I shot myself in the knee at exactly 6:47. So what do you got on that one, coach?
Call your bluff. All right, here's the deals. This is the latest as I have them, but I'm certainly not exactly dialed into the NBA offices in New York. Timberwolves have joined the Miami Heat-Memphis Grizzlies deal.
They're going to trade Gorgui Dieng for James Johnson. I'm not sure why they would do that. I'm sure that makes sense to somebody, but that's why they're doing. The Cleveland Cavaliers are finalizing a trade for Detroit center Andre Drummond. So they're going to move away from him.
I could be wrong, but I think in that Drummond deal, Brandon Knight, former Wildcat, is going to the Pistons. I could be wrong.
This is a wild, wild day. Here, Washington has traded Jordan McRae to Denver for Shabazz Napier. So Washington getting in the act after we said, see, this is the Knicks are like mad. Everybody's trading. Don't we have somebody we could trade? How about you?
I'm just an intern. I don't care.
Can we trade Patrick Ewing?
Go to Portland.
He's coaching Georgetown. Ah.
Damn it. We must have somebody we could trade.
What about Charles Oakley? Well, he's banned from the building.
Ah. Damn it. Can we trade James Dolan? Oh, the spontaneous applause erupts. Here we go. The Portland Trailblazers are trading forward Scalabissier and cash to the Atlanta Hawks. So, I mean, almost every one of these deals has a UK player because they're basically everywhere. Here it is. The Lakers and the Clippers are in a pretty, quote here, epic showdown, end of quote, for New York Knicks veteran forward Marcus Morris. But the Lakers remain reluctant to part with Kyle Kuzma to get that deal done. And I don't blame him. He's a fine player.
By the way, that deal, I was right. Kevin O'Connor tweeting that the Pistons will receive Brandon Knight and John Henson and a second-round pick from the Cavs for Andre Drummond per... Andre Drummond, sorry.
It's not very nice
per sources.
Call him that.
I'm sure he's very smart. I apologize.
The NBA deals are A, entertaining, B, meaningful, and C, not always at face value easy to figure out, because some of them have to deal with simply expiring contracts and blah, blah, blah. And so it's as a guy says, Drummond going from Detroit to Cleveland, that guy has it rough. Yeah, that's a step back. Pains me to say that because I'm a big fan of John Beilein, but they're having an awful year. We thought they were going to be bad, but nobody knew they'd be worse than the Knicks. That's really bad. They're really bad. They're very bad at basketball. 13-39. That's exactly three times as many losses as wins. A few non-math majors. Let's go see here. That's interesting. To Locke's point, by the way, because I think this is really compelling. Now, I'm sure he's going to say, oh, there it is. It's official. The Knicks have agreed to trade Marcus Morris. And he is going to. Oh, man. It just says, where is he going? You can't tell me they just agreed to trade him. You can't tell me where he's going. You're going to have a long drum roll because this thing just says they agreed to trade him. It doesn't tell me where they decided to send it. All right, knock it off. Oswald, stop it.
Drumline.
Stop it, Oswald. I'll tell you when we need a drum roll, because until I can find who it is. Listener, no? That's a great line. You know what, Texter? Very, very good. I recognize all these names, but I have no idea who's improving. That's exactly the point. We have no idea who's really made themselves better. I mean, like, you look at the baseball trade and get the Dodgers get Mookie Betts, and you say, ooh, yeah. They're really good, but out of this deal, Texter says, yeah, the Knicks, we should really trade that Ewing guy. Yeah, I don't think he's got many more good years left. All right, let's see. Does it tell you where he's going? Nope, it still doesn't say. I apologize to all of you. NBA, that's interesting, the grade tracker. I like to read that and see what the experts seem to think. Andre Drummond going from Cleveland, going to Cleveland. Pistons get John Henson and Brandon Knight. And then they get a possible swap of draft picks. Warriors and Wolves complete the blockbuster. Minnesota gets D'Angelo Russell, Jacob Evans, Omari Spellman. Warriors get Wiggins and then two draft picks. Hawks get Scalabissier for cash. Portland gets a second-round pick. The Rockets got Bruno Caboclo. The Grizzlies got Jordan Bell. The Clippers get cash in exchange for Derek Walton, who goes to the Hawks. The deal that was one of the bigger ones, multiplayers, Andre Iguodala, Jay Crowder, Solomon Hill go to Miami. Memphis gets Justice Winslow, James Johnson, Deion Waiters. This is as close to people, you know, doing fantasy stuff as exists in pro sports. There's no other sport that does this. Baseball's coming close.
football is a lot of stuff because of guys become too expensive. So you'll see big names in training camp that get let go. But trade deadline day in basketball is wild. Gorgui Dieng goes from Memphis to Minnesota for James Johnson. Gorgui Dieng goes to Memphis from Minnesota, who gets James Johnson. The 76ers, these are some older trades, but in case you missed them, the Sixers get Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III. The Warriors are just stockpiling draft picks. They got three draft picks from the Sixers. Sacramento Kings got Jabari Parker and Alex Len from Atlanta, who get Dwayne Dedmon and then two draft picks. Clint Capella went to Atlanta with Nene, who's already been released by Atlanta, by the way. The Rockets got Robert Covington, who's the guy they really wanted, Jordan Bell, and then a second-round draft pick. And the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are going to – their first day of practice, they're going to have to play with name tags. Malik Beasley, Juan Hernan Gomez, Evan Turner, and Jared Vanderbilt, plus a lottery-protected first-round pick. The Nuggets got Gerald Green, Kata Bates-Diop, Shabazz Napier, and Noah Vonleh. That's the trade I was trying to find before, but they were coming in so fast I couldn't even get them to you. Willie Cauley-Stein on the move. He went to the Warriors. He went from the Warriors to Dallas. Dallas got a second-round draft pick from – how many draft picks – is it just going to be – Golden State's going to have the entire second round of the draft? It's unbelievable. Literally, it'll be – everyone will be – and, you know, we do the draft, and I do wish they would change the way they do it. It's very, very annoying. They put it up on the board as if it's who's the real – you know, the original drafter, not who they're drafting for. A lot of times you see that a team, as part of the deal, agreed to draft this player as part of a trade, and they don't tell you that. So, I mean, we spent 10 minutes talking about a guy going to a team last year that, and I'm not embarrassed by it, we were all confused. He wasn't going to that team at all. We talk about, oh, he gives them a real shooter that they need, and then like 5 minutes later, somebody, you realize he's not going there.
That was the whole, I remember the Kyle Guy thing.
It was Kyle Guy.
And you guys were all like, that's a really good, you know, that'd be a great fit and everything like that. And then it was like, no, you went to Sacramento. He's not going there.
So, wow, it's a wild time of it. They're still trying to figure out here that last deal. Did we ever get that one straight?
Which one?
Marcus Morris.
Oh, Marcus Morris.
Where the hell is he going?
I haven't seen that. I've been perusing.
Let's go see if that's on the Twitsky thing here. Twitter. Let's do Knicks and see what they're doing.
Marcus Morris. Oh, I typed in Marku Morris.
I don't know who that is, but the Knicks probably thought they traded him too. Oh, you know, came up Marcus Green from WDRB. He did not get traded. Marcus Morris.
They wanted Kyle.
Looks like it's going to be the Clip joint. Fiondu Akamangali. Remember him? Yep. And Terrence Mann. Aren't they both Florida State guys? I thought they both are.
Are they?
I thought they were. But, Rabona Shelburne still saying that the Lakers are trying to get involved. Nope, here it is. The Knicks have officially traded Marcus Morris to the L.A. Clippers. So let's go see.
Yeah, that's from Shams, right? Yeah.
That's from Legion Hoops. At Legion Hoops.
But what else was involved in that? Because, yeah, I think the Clippers or somebody wanted Kuzma from the Lakers in that deal.
No, the Knicks did. The Knicks were trying to wrestle Kuzma out from the Lakers, and the Lakers were like, nah. So they said, well, then screw you. We'll trade with the Clippers. We'll show you, because we're the Knicks.
Oh, I thought they were trying to do a three-way deal.
Sorry. No. The two of them were in competition for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Morris. I'm seeing it now.
Yeah. The Knicks had a good player, so they had to get rid of him. I mean, because you see what Porzingis did the other day? I mean, that trade typifies the Knicks. I don't like it here. Okay. They'll just give you away for nothing. That's fine. You know, we'll be happy to suck forever. I mean, that's, you know.
They traded a bunch of draft picks for him, though, right? I mean, with those guys? They didn't get R.J. Yeah. Barrett because of it.
Kamengali played at Florida State. And I'm telling you, Terrence Mann did, too. I mean, I've done the ACC tournament for now so many years. So Louisville's the Knicks are becoming Florida State North. Maybe they're going to bring, what's his name, Leonard Hamilton back into the NBA.
And then they just need who? Jonathan Isaacs and Dwayne Bacon. Aha.
Terrence Mann is from Brooklyn, so he'll be delighted to go home. And he played for Florida State. Kevin Galley played for Florida State. So the Knicks are going to the all-Florida State lineup.
Go Noles. Hey, they can spell Noles with a K.
Oh, nice.
That'd be kind of cool.
I like that. Yes, thank you. People texting us, Mars to the Clippers.
Yeah, for who, though? Like, is it...
The Knicks are the first team in history. This guy's good. The Knicks are the first team in history to successfully complete a one-team trade. They just traded with themselves. That's good. That's what they would do.
So yeah. They officially got the two Florida State guys?
Yes.
Like nobody else? Okay, because I thought there was one other piece to that puzzle.
No, that's enough. Why,
okay, all right.
They're
apologies.
Both decent players. Apologies. They're okay. They're okay. Kevin Galley's a big, raw guy, and Mann was inconsistent, but when he scored, he could score it. I should get my little notebook out for the Florida State games last year and see what I said about them. So at least the Knicks are at the party. They're trading guys. They're hiring agents as presidents. You know, at least in the Knicks' case, as I say many times, never confuse activity for achievement. But in the Knicks' case, I'll take a little activity. Oh, this is great. Look, every time there's a trade on the NBA show, this is great. They play smoke. They turn the little siren on. So Brian there's another trade.
Brian Windhorst looks pissed as hell.
Why? He doesn't want to
just every time. He looks really bad. A guy's tweeting online. It's like, why does it look like Brian Windhorst is so upset that people are getting traded on this day of his daughter's wedding?
I thought there was another deal, but maybe they're going to do that when they come back from break. But that's a lot of stuff going down. But you know what, Texter? You win the Text of the Show award because you're exactly right. Raise your hands if you know who got better. I don't know. Maria, do you have any idea who got better? We're looking at Maria. Translating Teresa. I mean, I'm looking at it. Do you have a team that you think got better in this? It's kind of hard to say. So we'll see if the girls have an analysis. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out for our...
No tengo ni idea. I have no freaking clue.
Yeah, no, she really doesn't. Although she actually literally said, I have no idea, but I like Teresa. Dressed it up a little bit. Because it's one of those idioms that doesn't translate into Spanish. She can't really say no freaking idea because it won't translate. So Maria did, you know, what she should do, which is she said something that actually made sense. Oh, man. This is great. This is so perfectly Nick. The Knicks plan to make Leon Rose the new president. Negotiations expected to begin shortly after the trade deadline. Let's get the guy in here and saddle him with all these players that he had absolutely no say in bringing in. Hey, Leon, I could come tomorrow. No. Let's get through the trade deadline so we can trade for all these guys that you don't want. This is how we want it. We want to make sure you get put on even footing with all the other people we've had here. Holy Toledo. By the way, anybody, since people love to give me unsolicited medical advice, and I always appreciate it, Marcus Maben told me pineapples. That's his go-to.
Really?
Fresh pineapple. Because it's got more vitamin C than any of the other fruits. Plus, it's delicious.
You need to make a smoothie with that.
I just want to eat the pineapple.
And the Asian honey that New York Mike called to remind me again.
But here's the thing. My left ear is still chock-a-block stopped up. Some point, does it run the risk of more serious medical problems? I get the feeling it's like a swamp that this stuff is just festering in there.
Oh, it could become an ear infection. I don't know.
Well, I know that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. By the way, we have a Vitality appointment today.
Okay, that'd be great. Vitality, they do great stuff, and certainly they are the ones that we advertise all the time on this program because they have the program that is put together just for you. It was breaking news. Sorry, I was reading that. They put a program together just for you. They give you supplements that your body needs, and it makes all the difference. It makes you look better because, obviously, you lose weight. You feel better. But the best thing is you actually are better. You're healthier. It's documentable, and that's the big thing. It is a way to make sure. That's why it's called Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. It's not just losing weight. It's making you healthier. It's a program that's tailored to your – there's so many foods to pick from. The supplements are exactly tailored to what you need. It's not one size fits all, and it absolutely works. So give them a call. They're located here in Louisville, right off Bardstown Road. There's a location in southern Indiana as well. They do absolutely great stuff.
I'm down 12 pounds.
Congratulations.
In as many days.
Did you meet?
Less than that, actually.
Did you meet Master P, Bob? No, I didn't. We all need an Asian honey.
Yeah. Can't argue that.
It's The Take. Coming up next, ESPN Radio.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.